Quick heads up, I do full chart readings at IamAstrologyReadings.com if you want to go deeper. All right, let's get to it. Day 8, the air clears. Moonlight reflection. The high priestess steps into the energy of the moon, Aquarius. Emotion turns to insight. The emotional fog begins to lift, but confusion may linger. Aquarius brings distance and objectivity, letting intuition clarify what confusion once clouded. After the catharsis, you might feel lost in a sea of what-ifs and uncertainty. This can be a confusing and illusionary period. Fears from the subconscious may bubble up. This is the final processing stage, a dreamlike state where you integrate the trauma. The moon card's light becomes awareness rather than illusion. You see your feelings as information instead of identity. The emotional story becomes wisdom. In astrology, the moon sign shows how we process emotion, but in tarot, the moon card shows how we navigate illusions. Here, both align toward understanding. You must trust intuition, even when clarity is absent. Freedom through clarity. I see clearly what once confused me. Day 9, the water's renewal. If you like these daily horoscopes and want one personalized for you, same style, 3 minutes, about your chart, you can book a first impression reading at IamAstrologyReadings.com for $25 and I'll record it, drop it right here on the feed. Tips is also welcome, even a dollar helps. Full deep dive readings also available. Cash App, Venmo, PayPal, all at I Am Astrology Readings. My brother's gotta eat too. I appreciate you in advance.